Now, it may start off as a little white lie. No, Mummy, I did not eat the last cookie from the jar. But that crumb of a fib is what has fascinated Corrie Vendetti. She has just completed her PhD in psychology at Carleton University, and she's been looking at when kids start to lie and the kinds of lies they tell. Her thesis is called Lies, Damned Lies, and Preschoolers. Corrie, good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
What inspired this thesis idea?
Well, I think with all research, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, right? So some great Canadian researchers, Kong Lee at the University of Toronto, Dr. Angela Evans at Brock, and Dr. Victoria Tower at McGill, have started looking at children's lie-telling. And in general, we know that children start to tell lies quite young, around the age of 3 or 4, and they tell different kinds of lies. So self-serving lies to protect themselves after maybe doing something bad, and pro-social lies, which are lies told to spare somebody else's feelings, so like white lies.
So they start telling lies at 3 to 4. When do they start understanding what a lie is?
Around the same time, actually a little bit later than they start the lie telling. So in my first study, I looked at children's understanding of lies, and I found that 4-year-olds are pretty good at identifying whether a statement is a lie or the truth, and around 5, they start to understand the different moral implications of telling lies. So whether it's good or bad to tell lies, whether it's worse to tell a self-serving lie than a pro-social one.
So it sounds like the self-preservation comes first when they are telling lies, and then the kind of ethical conundrum comes second.
I think so. I think that they start to identify these statements as being factually untrue first, and then they start to think about sort of the moral implications of them.
The way you did your research is pretty interesting. Tell us about this.
It was. So in my second study, I was looking at children's actual lie-telling, and I wanted to see if it was the same children who told those different kinds of lies, the self-serving ones and the pro-social ones. So to do that, we invited children into the lab at Carleton, and we put them in situations where they were likely to tell us lies. So in one of the games, we played a guessing game, and I had toys hidden in boxes. And in the first box, there was a cow hidden. So I would stick my hand into the back of the box, and it would say, moo. And I would say, okay, guess what it is? And children would say, oh, it's a cow. So after a few of those, I would put my hand into the box, and it would play just a little ambiguous song. So children couldn't tell what was hidden in there. And I would say, oh, you know what? I forgot. I've got to make a phone call in the other room. And I'd leave them alone with the box, and I'd say, no peeking. So I'd leave them alone, and there's a hidden camera in the room recording their behavior. So a lot of children would peek in the box while I was gone, and I would come back in, and I'd say, did you peek in the box? And they would say, no. And I'd say, okay, guess what it is? And they would say, it's a teapot. So they had peeked inside and guessed that it was a teapot in the box. And then I would ask them, well, how did you know it was a teapot? And the very clever little liars would say, oh, well, I could hear it saying drip, drip, drip. I could hear the water inside. I could tell by the song. So that's how we look at self-serving lies.
Did any of them tell the truth?
A few children who had peeked did confess to having peeked. And they would say, oh, you know what? I looked in there. Yes, I did peek while you were gone. And many children actually didn't peek within the box. So some very well-behaved children in Ottawa.
Did you have the parents with you behind as
the
well?
The parents were watching over live video feed in another room. Often I would hear the parents start to laugh as soon as children had peeked.
So what is the takeaway from your research then?
The takeaway from my research is, I guess, that children are starting to tell these lies before they really understand them. So they're really just playing with what they can do, right? I can make you think something that's not true. That's pretty cool. The other thing that I found is that when children tell one kind of lie, they tend to tell both. So children who told me a self-serving lie would also tell me a pro-social lie. Or children who told me a pro-social lie would also tell me a self-serving one.
So when you look at that research then, do you think that because if they're telling self-serving, it's almost survival kind of lies, it sounds like. Do you think that we should be trying to reshape that kind of behavior or encourage it?
I think at the age of 3 or 4 or 5, when they're really little, they're just playing with this new trick, right? They figured out that I can make you think something that's not real, and they're figuring out how far they can push that and what they can do with it. It's really about how they understand other people's minds. I think that as children get older, then we can definitely start trying to correct that sort of behavior and talk to them about, you know, was that the truth and is it good to tell me that sort of thing?
I wonder, I don't know if you looked at this at all, but people who later in life, you know, who become pathological liars, does that start at a very young age?
I certainly don't think so. I haven't looked into that specifically. Some researchers have. I don't think that the little lies that children tell are problematic in that way. And it's once children continue to tell these lies through adolescence and adulthood that we should be concerned.
That's very interesting. And of course, there are some lessons for parents in here, too, about when kids can start understanding when their parents are lying.
Definitely.
So keep that in mind when you're, you know, making things up, parents, with holidays and other things. When they're about five, you say, right?
Yeah, when they're about five, they start to make distinctions in the moral implications of lies. So, yes.
Interesting. All right, Corey, thanks very much for being here and telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
I love the name of your thesis, Lies, Damned Lies, and Preschoolers. Pretty good. Corey just finished her PhD thesis in developmental psychology at Carleton University. I don't know, do you remember when your child started telling little fibs to have a good story to share? We would love to hear it. You can tweet us at Ottawa Morning.